Windmills to generate electrical power rise up more than 300 feet above the ground. The diameter of the rotor is equally large. The windmills are grouped together in farms in locations with steady winds on land or at sea. The power of the wind is transferred by a drive shaft and gearbox to a generator. The current is transported down the tower. The current is then sent to a transformer to convert to high voltage, and then sent on to the power grid on its way to power homes and businesses. Luckily, the wind always blows somewhere in the world. There is no end to the amount of renewable, pure energy it can give us. In the 1920s, a new fusion of art and fashion began to emerge. Filled with a sense of liberation at the end of World War I, women abandoned their tight corsets. Fashion designers began to express themselves artistically with women's dresses. They featured elaborate colors and elegant designs. The use of textiles such as silk meant that these dresses were of lighter weight and cut scandalously shorter than ever before. Designers also began to include hats, shoes, jewelry, and handbags with their dresses. These 1920s clothing designs have had an enormous influence on modern-day fashion.